Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Happy Diwali, everyone!
Happy Diwali!
How you doing? How you doing?
And welcome. Happy Diwali!
And well done. You've made it through Diwali weekend. All the celebrations, all the marches, all the protests, all the chaos, yeah. All the pataki.
All the reshuffles.
It's been a noisy...
Reshuffles, yeah.
But yeah, exactly. People are out. Brown people out. Old white people are in.
Yeah. From,
you know, it's like
return of the camp.
Return of the camp.
Yeah.
What song was that?
Cameron!
What was that? I thought he was about to do a budget or something.
Yeah, no,
a Bollywood song. You say the arm out, dude. That was horrific, mate.
Well, you try and do the Mark
Morrison. No, I can't do it.
No, let's do it right now. Let's test it right now.
Whoa. That sounded like Jungle Book.
Okay. Whoa. Oh, no, so you messed me up because you decided to speak right.
Whoa.
Come on.
No, see, don't jump on, don't jump. That's the joke. The joke is Cameron, because it's Return of the Cam.
Oh, well, I messed the joke up.
They were both crap.
Do you want to play? Oh, that, okay, well done.
He's
got the DJ ear. Maybe your ears are numb from all the fireworks and the pataki going off this weekend.
Oh, mate,
can I make my first statement, Satch?
Oh.
Can I do statement? Oh. Can I be statement, Satch?
Go on
statement.
Then. Statement.
Diwali, probably from a ratio of 5-1. No, 8-1.
Yeah.
Outdone Bonfires Night for fireworks.
Oh,
God. You just do a bud at that point.
No, it's my foot.
I was your foot.
Sounded like it, didn't it?
Went out on it on, patak, patak. Oh, God,
my bowels are that good.
Yeah, I thought you timed that well. Yeah. But there was, so today is Monday.
Yeah.
Sunday night, so yesterday was the big Diwali celebration.
Yes, yes. Sunday night was Diwali night.
But I think it was like Saturday, Sunday. A lot of people went early.
The 5-day celebration started on Friday and then it goes on till Tuesday, doesn't it? So it's the 5-day hangama.
Yeah. My mum and dad were around their neighbour's house on Sunday night.
Oh, yeah.
Standard kind of big Diwali affair there.
Yeah.
And then here in the house, I just like the fireworks going off. And they were going, you know what?
Going off.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I turned a little bit anti-brown people when I was in bed. Because I'm in bed, obviously, I've got kids. And they're trying to go sit. And look, Milo, who's 11, kept walking through the room.
Were you in bed early?
9:30. Yeah, we got up at 9:30. I'm done, bruv. I'm done.
What, on a Saturday?
Wow.
No, last night, Sunday.
Oh, on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then,
Wow.
Well, and then I watched, well, actually, tell you what I did. We watched in bed, and we'll come to that later on, is I watched two episodes of the new Robbie Williams documentary.
Back to back.
And it was very good. I very much got into him. And he's, you know, like when you watch a documentary. And
the
you
documentary
just,
or him?
Yeah, you need a documentary. But anyway, so I'm watching that. Milo keeps coming to the room. Dad, I can't sleep. Dad, why are people still doing fireworks? And I'm like, yeah. Because it's bloody Asians.
It's 9:30.
It's 9:30.
It's 9:30. No, you're being a bit, old man about it.
Okay, I think 9:30 is too late.
Don't be silly, that's when it gets started.
No. Yeah, I agree.
No,
but by the time we've smashed up the Diwali buffet, it's about 9:30, 10.
Yeah, and then by the time everyone's got the energy to get back up again, lift the did.
Yeah, it's about 10 o'clock.
They should call that the Diwafe.
But that's what I mean. I'm just like, no, it's early.
No, 9:30 is... Yeah.
I think 9:30 to 10:30 is peak season.
Yeah. No, I think if you're lighting fireworks at 9:30 to 10, then you really don't give a crap about anyone with kids.
He's part of that crew.
I'm part of that crew. What I'm saying is, it's fine. Milo and Logan, they're not pets. They're not like, yeah. Under the bed. Logan was conked out. He didn't even hear it.
But he
was gone 7:30, right? Slept right through
everything.
Was it
that really loud ones?
I know. Yeah. I'm just trying to think. Growing up, I never felt like, oh, fireworks have kept me up.
Yeah, I quite enjoyed it. In a way. Yeah, you're right.
And also, it was way more, what's the word I'm looking for? It was way more sort of, like, almost like,
Eventful.
Yeah, but like it was just there was no like regulations as such. I mean, those fireworks weren't regulated. There were God knows what was being put in them.
I thought you meant like the time of the day. Well, no, and the time of the day,
and it was just non-stop though. Is what I remember from being a child.
Yeah.
And it never kept me up. Well, I never thought, oh, when are they gonna finish?
Stop. Yeah.
There was one point last night when I could just hear.
I love it.
And it just went on like that. And I must have counted like about 16 of them. I was like, bruh, what pack have you bought? What is...
Well, you... I tell you what, the packs that we had, my God.
Dangerous
ones. Like the mixed ones. I don't know.
Well, no, but it was just like... It was literally
like
just
a battery.
Crates. Yeah, crates of this thing. Yeah, yeah. So I'd go up, and I've seen them.
They got little mortier on the top, like bottle holes in the top.
Yeah. So there's
a box with those holes.
So I was the designated fire starter.
I can see why.
I don't know why.
He's lean, he's nimble.
Yeah, quick to move.
Flexible to move. And even if a rocket does come his way, he'll probably duck it, you know, because he's flexible.
Yeah. So I'm always...
No, I might take him away as well, if we're lucky.
Maybe jump on it, and fly it to the moon. So I was the designated one, and I love it. I love, because as a child, I always wanted to light fireworks, and now I'm an adult, and I can do it. I love it.
I bet I knew Kedge is that guy.
Is he?
Yeah. But do you know, when you...
Is there a certain characteristic of a fire starter? The fireworks starter?
Well, I think you're probably a good... You were a fire marshal at work, so it makes sense that you're a fire starter.
I also, probably the person you care the least about in the family. It's probably...
Is that why it's always me?
You got a brother, ain't you?
Yeah.
There you go. They're like, Kedge, off you go. Light the fireworks.
But no one else takes...
We got a sub.
No one takes the lead. No one takes the charge on it. It's always me. So I'm unwrapping it. And
I like the sound that you buy the big ones. Because people that buy those little selection boxes, I think they're a waste of time.
Well, so you know, like, obviously growing up, it was only ever the selection box.
I know, No, it was when we were kids.
So you get one fountain, one candle.
Of course, yeah.
You know, and this year, I was expecting a little bit of that.
No.
There was none of them.
No, forget that.
It's just these big crates.
Just go for the big
crates. No Catherine wheel.
No, it's all the waste. Just go and get the batteries all ready to go.
It's
and
like
just
a battery
rockets,
pack.
That's it.
And you just light it and it just goes for 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Like full show. Okay.
Yeah, so we had about five of them.
Yeah, and that's it, done.
And the size of the rockets, obviously you saw
I
me
saw
holding
it,
one.
Yeah.
That was massive. I was thinking, we've just let one of them go from our garden. They're the kind of things that, you know, you see a firework. It's like, I just couldn't find a tube to put it in so that it could take off.
Oh, you have to launch it from some kind of cylinder.
A cylinder, yeah.
Cylinder
production. Scaffolder's pole.
Well, you saw the one I was holding. It needed scaffold. It was like something from NASA.
I was really tempted to post that photo on the Brownlow.
Yeah, no.
Just the photo and say Happy Diwali. That's it. Nothing else.
God, I didn't even want to do that photo. It's my mum.
The rocket was
bigger. Hold the rocket.
Than him.
Pause. Put it between your legs. Yeah. Let me send it to your auntie. You know, she wants to see how much you've grown over the years.
It's a rocket, mum. But my mum's getting so excited with all of that. You know, nowadays everything's gonna be on a photo. But the fireworks were just incredible.
Good.
They were good. And I've got to say, do you know what? Like my area, there's not many brown people. But same as Tommy, there was more fireworks this weekend over Saturday, Sunday than there was last weekend on Bonfire Night.
Yeah.
Which I found. And even when I went past the local sort of, you know, like the pop-up firework shop that just comes around for a few weeks?
Yeah.
There was a massive queue outside it for Saturday. I couldn't believe it.
I think the Asians were representing well this weekend.
Well, why? Why do you think that is? Let's analyze it. Why? It felt like this year, because of the ratio of Diwali fireworks to Bonfire fireworks, I'm like, how come the Asians are getting so brave? And I'm like, oh, I'll tell you what.
What?
We got Rishi Sunak now. This time last year we didn't have him.
Is that what it is?
They're probably
we did.
They just claimed a bit more like
we
had
Rishi Sunak last Diwali.
Oh, no, it was just for Diwali, wasn't it? Because we got an Asian Prime Minister for Diwali.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
This is his 1 year.
Yeah,
but we only just got...
It was new then.
It was brand new.
Yeah, now it's like, yeah.
It was that week.
He did a few sparklers.
Yeah.
Because it was his first one.
But now I think Asians are like, yep, this is our country. Let's go out. Let's make noise. They're giving it the largest.
By the way, can we open this? Because Kedge has bought some Diwali snacks.
Oh, yes.
I love how he brings them after Diwali, so they're leftovers.
It's like a Burfi dupe though, because it's like an English version of it, so it's just like, how do you describe it? Biscuit. It's got a load of digestives in it.
Millionaire shortbread.
Yeah, like shortbready type of digestive-y. Yeah.
There's nothing brown about this.
Nothing Asian about it. It's brown. It's chocolate.
It's brown. Then,
But it's not,
I thought he was going to say...
I
smash those. I thought he was going to say, if I just sprinkle
some
wasabi on
it. It's the Rishi Sunak of Desi Mitai.
Mm. No, that's good.
You like it?
It's like Rocky Road.
That's it. That's
meets
it.
It's kind of a brownie with a chocolate.
Can I just
caramel.
Say though? Mm. So this year, obviously, you know, you get the snacks that come around. People come around to your house, bring all the Diwali snacks. What's like the most common cage?
What's the most?
Gugra.
Yeah, you know Gugra, Gugra, Fafra, all of that stuff.
Gugra, that's a song. Fafra, Lal Gugra, isn't that a song?
Lal Gugra.
Yeah,
Gugra. Oh, Herbie Sahara.
Is that about the same thing?
No. Gugra is...
Gugra, it's like a mini...
Hold on.
I'll tell you what it is.
Is that a bowl?
No, that's a googly.
A googly and a googly and a dusra. If you combine the two, you get Gugra.
you're not wrong. No, what I'd describe Gugra as is... Yeah. Gujarati Cornish pasty, but small.
But small.
Gujarati
but it's dry as the Sahara Desert.
No, no, but it's sweet.
It's dry.
It's sweet.
Gandhi's mate. Oh.
It's sweet and it's made. Oh. It's
the
filling.
What shape? I've got a picture of shape. I'm not picturing anything. So
imagine a.
My mind, you can see, it's like a flicker book of Cornish pasty, turned to a small, turned to dry, and turned to a tempura.
Imagine a Cornish pasty, I'd say, is about that big, yeah?
Half a moon.
Are you talking full size? Like
full size Cornish pasty.
Imagine half a moon.
This thing's about this big.
Okay. Yeah. Like the
2 inches.
Yeah.
Oh, like a mini little folded one there.
Yeah.
Right?
But did you know what? It was just...
That's one.
Yeah.
I took
what's inside it?
It's a crush, a mixture of cashew like nuts, badam.
Oh, so it's a bit baklava-esque.
Yeah, like baklava-esque. I absolutely love it. I absolutely love it.
With a cup of tea?
Yeah, or without a cup of tea. It's
dead.
No, but it's actually, again, you remember, again, no offence to Andia, but a lot of Andia make it and it is dry. Mm-hmm. And but you need to have that right texture and it's good. There's got to be a little bit of, you know, not moisture, but there's good.
It needs a little bit of moisture.
You can get them, some people make them very dry.
Anyway,
when they're straight out the fryer, they'll probably be better than
one. No, but you don't have them out of the fryer. You have them over dry. The period, so therefore they're just...
Anyway, there was those. There's obviously stuff like Fransi Puri and all of that, which I like. Not bad.
Yeah.
Jevro, everyone makes Jevro at home.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had a brainwave and I thought, Jevro is always kind of like the same sort of flavour.
Yeah.
Like Indian fight.
That, yeah, whatever, that best in
Why year. Don't we get like...
Oh, go on. What? Salt and vinegar.
What?
Yeah. I was thinking roast chicken flavoured.
Yeah.
Jevro. Oh my God.
Roast chicken crisps are so delicious.
Exactly. Imagine disgusting. If you put that... Forget all the ethnic spices.
Yeah.
Well, you get put the roast chicken.
You know like a chicken stock and make like a little... dust.
You know what?
No, but it has to be dry.
You make a little dust out of it, isn't it?
So same as normal jevra. Same with the little, you know, what do they call them? The little worms.
Yeah, the little sticks. Yeah, and
the little sticks. Right, exactly.
Huh?
I think that's genius. I tell you why I think that's genius, Kej. Satch. Sorry, giving credit to the wrong person.
Yeah.
I tell you why I think that's genius. We're so fixated on, what's the next Walker's Desi flavour going to be?
Yeah.
No, forget you, Walker's.
Yeah, we're making it ourselves.
We'll take your flavours, we'll put on our food.
I'm telling you, Walker's Jevro crisps flavour.
No, it's not crisps. I want it to be Jevro, but tasting like roast chicken or prawn cocktail or something like that.
We need Co-Fresh to do it.
That is going to be... Tommy, ask how. When I thought about it, I was like, this is a game changer if this happens.
Would the salt and vinegar... Or the flavour.
Oh my God.
Would that?
Cheese and onion or sour cream or something.
You're making every desi just like squirm.
I don't think so. No, because the crunch factor is so satisfying on Jevro, right?
Yeah.
Is that you could like you could put a whole handful and you throw back in your mouth. Some of the mist, don't worry about it. Right? Then some of the debris bounces off your cheek, hits the guy next to you, doesn't matter. But that, then you go.
What are the flavour? All right, but you got your meat flavour ones. What veggie flavour?
Cheese and onion, salt and vinegar, prawn cocktail.
Cheese and onion, Jevro. My chicken. God, that is disgusting.
Because I hate all this stuff.
It would be amazing, Cage.
Yeah. I've had all these.
Amazing.
I've had all these crisps
for
Christmas.
By the way,
your
mitai is getting dealt with.
Are you guys smashing the mitai here very quickly?
So I thought that'd be a good idea. Definitely, we need to, next year, we need to upgrade the snacks.
Right. Upgrade the snacks?
Yeah.
So something new.
Yeah, like seeing it, I've got to say, your mitai is good because it's not mitai, it's the Rocky
it's not
Road,
mitai, but
yeah.
It's just a cake that is cut up into mitai squares.
Everything just needs an upgrade.
Well, talking of upgrades, there was a little upgrade in the media world.
Which we
need to talk about because obviously it was something that happened last Friday.
That's my applause starting already. When you know who's going to get the Lifetime Achievement Award? And everyone's happy, like, it's Jack Nicholson. I love Jack Nicholson. And I know where this is going. So my applause is starting already. Sorry, too early.
But there was this little matter of a pop-up radio station that happened on Friday.
Where did it pop up?
It popped up from Virgin
Radio.
It popped up from Virgin Radio.
Virgin Radio, where you worked,
occasionally.
Occasionally, actually. More occasionally recently because you're so busy with DJing.
Every day, more or less.
Oh, well, you're back there now.
Yeah.
Well, you're back there.
No, Sachin's a regular.
I'm a regular.
He's irregular.
No, he's regular. He's a regular irregular.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah, he was in my team. He's not in my team anymore, but he's still a regular.
Can I tee this up? Because I think it's easy
go
for me
on,
to
you
do
it. You tee it.
Because I want to explain what's happened here, right? So, yeah, Virgin Radio on a station of theirs, on a stream of theirs.
Yeah, on a stream.
Because they got Virgin Radio, they've got Virgin 80s, Virgin this, Virgin
and
Groove,
Anthem's
Virgin
Chilled.
Anthem, right? So they're different spin-off stations. So they've got a stream called Virgin Celebrates. And it's just like a station that pops up now and then. It celebrates whatever's kind of going on in the world. Mm-hmm. Might be someone's 80th birthday. Let's just say, I don't even know how Cliff Richard is. But they might do, for
it
1 week.
It also like celebrating if someone's died. They'll just
commemorate them. Yeah, exactly. And all that, right? So, brilliant. And now Virgin Celebrates come along. Kedge being there now. Kedge, if you don't mind me saying, how many other brown people are in Virgin?
Me and Kedge.
Us two.
Wow.
And now one more.
Oh, and there's one other.
Okay, right? So not many.
No.
Out of what? A few hundred? Hundreds?
On the floor for
yeah. Yeah, a few hundred.
Yeah, a few hundred.
Right. I mean, look, that's amazing that you guys have got in there. Because obviously they're very fussy about what kind of brown people they do have on board. But well done, Virgin. You picked the good ones, right?
Right.
And so Kedge obviously suggests to the bosses, you know, you should celebrate Diwali on Virgin Celebrates for a week. And away, ideas start spiraling, get the lineup together. I am absolutely gutted I couldn't be a part of it. And honestly, and I'll have to confess this with you before.
Yeah.
This is the podcast has to be true. Agree, yes. Satch? Mm. Suchy Satch?
Yeah,
Suchy Satch, right?
And Kachi Kedge.
Couldn't do it, couldn't be a part of it. And I couldn't even listen because I was so gutted.
Oh, so I listened, we missed you.
I did listen in parts.
Yeah.
I flicked it on, but I heard music, but you know, I heard the music playing. Yeah. But it would just... It conjures so much emotion for me.
Oh,
and also knowing that you two are part of it, I'm like, I want to play. And it's like one of the reasons why I'm not really watching India and the cricket, because I was supposed to be out there covering it.
Of course.
It all fell apart last minute. It happens. I get this happens. It all happens.
Availability.
Trust me, all throughout my career, things fall apart. But this one didn't happen. But you did it.
Yeah.
You made Virgin Radio a global brand. Right, which there's a Virgin Radio in Dubai, as I'm sure you know about. They're quite big in Dubai. That's why I know. You see them all over there. There's Virgin Radios all over the world.
Mm.
But because of you, two people in there.
Yeah.
Really, you... I'm sorry if you're not saying that, because Kedge is chatting there. He's every day talking to the bosses and doing all that.
Yeah.
You made that happen, Kedge. And that's great. That's great for our people, for our music, for our scene. And I think there's a lot of people... Look, anyway, I'm going by what people come up to me and say. Yeah. They say a lot of stations that are currently out there, Asian stations, kind of lost their way. They don't really feel the same identity with presenters or maybe even with music. And so here, you kind of got your crack team together.
Yes.
So tell us, Hannibal, you put your team together.
Yeah, I don't know. I said that. I said it feels like the A-team because literally I didn't get the actual green light until Thursday morning, right? And we got told we're going to go live
on
midday Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, you're ringing the people around and who could make it. You weren't available. People who could, you know, because obviously I needed 5 days commitment, blah, 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 all of that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Put a crack team together. Harps, good old Harps was there. Jax Climax, Rupa from Glasgow. We had Narinder Kaur.
Has she got the accent?
Massive accent.
That's good.
Love the accent.
Good to have accents already.
Love the accent. Satch, you know, I was like, bruv, I'm going to need your help here. I'm going to need some mixing from you. I don't think Satch realised what he said yes to at the time.
I don't think Satch probably did say yes. Satch, very...
I didn't.
Nah. You're right, Satch. I'm going to pick you up tomorrow, yeah? Nah. Yeah. Free hour mix, Satch.
So I kind of lured him in with the fact that he's got a show. But then I said to him also... Now we need to figure out how we're going to get all these songs on.
Yeah, you got basically, you got effectively, you got to make an iPod of 300 songs.
300? Oh, I wish, mate.
Not 300.
It's about 600
songs.
We
had 600.
If not more.
And I had to stop then because it was getting ridiculous.
But that's good. So you've now got an Asian library.
There is an Asian library. But can I tell you, the amount of people who we had inputting these songs, do you know what I mean? Again,
there was a whole team.
The team of people at Virgin Radio.
They're not brown.
Well, no, this is it. So they keep.
I was the brown one, the only brown one.
He was the only one, and then they're asking me things like, you know, what's this song, Nasha, Cherga, Bear Fuckery, and all of this kind of stuff.
Hilarious.
You know? And you say you know, and you're just like, oh my god,
what
the spelling's
good. A sore ass man?
Yeah,
a sore ass man. No, it's a sore ass man.
Yeah, oh no, it's Arman Malik. Yeah.
But it's brilliant, and you know, but everyone's willing to learn. They piled in, and so there we have it. And then you know, Harps came and did the show live, and you know what was? Can I just tell you, Tommy? And you'll appreciate this, but when she did a first link, everyone from Virgin Radio was outside the window, and they're clapping. All giving a massive clap and everything. Right. And then the boss turned all the speakers in the building into Virgin Radio celebrating Diwali.
It's nice.
So we got like,
you know what? It was embarrassing.
Yeah. Why was it embarrassing?
Because I was sitting there just watching Hop through the window. Obviously,
Sachs is very quiet when he comes into the office.
I just kind of keep myself because they all
love him. They all love him.
I still had to do my show for that evening. So sitting there, kept working on my show. Kedgy's just dancing around the floor upstairs doing Bhangra moves. And I'm just like, bruv, number one, this music's playing in the whole building. Yeah. There's about 2,000 people here listening to this right now. Yeah. And you're dancing like an absolute fresh.
I do rate
and
you.
I was just like, just stop. I'm dying.
Sometimes when you get, it was just then, it was like, brrr, bruv, such good job on the Virgin Radio floor. Do you know what I mean? I was like, sad, you know, like, and then everyone's looking at you and I'm just like, I can't help this.
Yeah.
Because you know when it's something changed
we got the high-pitched voice again.
Yeah, because something changed about me. Like, listening
like it's possessed.
To, you know when we listen to our music, right? And it's like, so, yes, we listen to English music, and we know that, and we love it, and all of that. But there's something that happens when you hear our music.
It's like when you see the bug man in EastEnders.
Yes, he's one of us.
Yes!
And I started Curry Night at Weatherspoons. Well.
You know it is.
Yeah. And we brought in, samosa, kajori, and all of this.
Honestly, that 17th floor, it smelt when I got there.
I bet of course it did.
Because I was DJing late on Thursday. I got there quite late on Friday, just before it launched.
Yeah.
The whole floor stunk. And you could see people eating samosa, kajori, and it was just all over the floor. And you know, chutney was all over the walls. And I'm like, bruv, what is going on here?
Yeah, like, you lot are even eating like Asian people.
That's what I mean. Can we just get this radio station?
And the amount of people who just kept asking, the people have been going, Satch is brilliant. Like, all the people from work, Satch is a good DJ, isn't he?
Oh, because they don't know that.
Because they don't know that. He keeps that quiet. Do you know what I mean? So
editing on.
And then also they get shocked by, Sia's done a track with Diljit Dosanjh.
Yeah.
You know,
and she's singing in Punjabi.
Yeah. Exactly. And she's singing in Punjabi. And you go, listen to this. And so I think they're all just, everyone was taken back that, it's not just, you know, danga, danga, danga. There's a whole lot of Asian music that's incredible.
You know that. You know. Mm. And that's what I mean. It's got to come from the heart. And there's one thing I say about you, Kej, is you're very passionate about radio. It's why we got, why I loved working with you. I still love working with you. Don't like you, but I love working. No, it's fact.
I think, do you know what, Tommy, for the past week, he's called me about 10 to 12 times a day, if not more.
Yeah, I have.
About something.
Yeah, but that's because he's into it. You know how Pep Guardiola remember Pep when he goes to the players? He's tapping them on the chest to talk to them.
No, but
because he's getting
in
their face.
Going,
like, yeah, but you know, this is what you're going to do, Sergio. It's Kedge is like that about radio. It'll get in your face.
No, because that's only, and also half the time I'm just ringing Satch for the excitement of just wanting to talk to him about stuff.
Yeah. Sometimes it was like he was weaning himself and he was just, do you know what? He needed someone to.
Do you know what we're doing? This is game changer.
Yeah, it was that. He needed someone to catch his wee, basically. That's all it was.
Now this is going to make everyone go. By the time you listen to this podcast, the station would have gone.
It's all gone.
It's only for 1 week. So it was from last Thursday when the podcast came out. And if you don't mind me saying, it was a last kind of minute idea, which is why we couldn't even, we thought it might happen last week, but we weren't sure.
And it was really off again, last week.
And it was nearly on, it was off again. But the great thing about streaming service, the great thing about someone like Virgin, they can just go, boom, let's get it going, Kedge. And you know the songs, Kedge, and between you guys and the mixes and DJ. So anyway, it's a 1 week session, pop up, but who knows? Who knows what the future holds?
If you didn't hear it, you missed it.
Yeah. No, listen back.
No. I might slap a few mixes up. Honestly, I've done loads of the past five days. There's 3 hours for the past 5 days.
Everyone's worked so hard to make this happen.
You know what? That, I don't know if this is even legal, but I'm just going to say, that should be a prize for people. Like, who would like 15 hours of Satch.
Basically,
for Christmas.
It's there. It's
15 hours of effectively, you've done Diwali-themed mixes. What I mean by that is Bollywood, Bhangra,
party. It's not even Diwali-themed, it's just bangers.
What I mean is, it's celebratory. Yeah. It's not like it's a tribute
to party.
It's party vibes.
There's 15 hours of music there, ready to go.
It's really good.
Why is that not an album? Why is that not available?
Should we put it on the CD?
Or somewhere. I put on YouTube mixes. There's this one DJ, you probably know who it is. I don't know who he is. He looks a bit kind of Arabic-y, quite good looking, and he's quite animated, and he DJs in Times Square. And it's all R&B and hip-hop. It's all 112 Biggie. I find that mix, I put that on, I am sorted for 2.5, 3 hours.
You know what? You know what?
Why don't you do that? You do the video. Yeah. You've done the mix. Set Kedge, me and you are just dancing.
We're dancing about
Trafalgar Square for 3 hours to it.
I'd and upload it. It, and it up.
No, but you know what? It's funny that you said that about shall we do that album? Because do you remember, like, in the 2000s, early 2000s, you could actually buy, well, especially when,
mixed
I, was, when I was in mixed albums. Like, yeah. So, like, when I was in Paris, it was there was one called Double Face, double face, basically, two sides. And so there were two DJ Cut Killer.
You know, no, but bro,
no,
you got
don't.
If you're making up, if you were someone who was making up the language, double face. Yeah, what's that mean?
That sounds
double
French.
Face.
Yeah,
two sides. But basically, it was Cut Killers and DJ Goldfingers, right? So you get one CD from Cut Killer and one CD from DJ Goldfingers.
Those were the days. I loved them,
and it's just non-stop mixing. And I bought so many of them from Paris because
there was even,
R&B,
you know what? There was even Desi ones as well. Hit Squad had one. Yeah. Desi Beats Volume One,
Beats Bazaar as well, or something like that.
There and Urban Explosion. Yeah, that was Urban a mix. Explosion.
But why don't people do that anymore?
Just a mixed album.
It's got to be rights and stuff.
Yeah,
it's a rights issue because. Even like when you go.
No, but if they got the rights back in the day and it was that easy to do.
No, I don't think.
Has it got harder to get the rights?
Yeah, definitely.
Because that's
anyway,
that was the
best.
Anyway,
there's 15
thing.
Hours of music there of me DJing. So if anyone wants it.
We'll find a way. We might even just. Just
Wembley Market.
just Wembley Market. Little CD burner.
I'm sure.
Get it going.
Yeah. I might just play it live on Instagram.
Mate, Wembley Market used to have wicked mix CDs. Honestly. Yeah, there was. But talking of music, Satch sent us a message this week, which there was not much reaction to in the group because I think we were all just astonished and dumbfounded.
I didn't understand it.
Yeah, no, do you know what? It was so, like, I had to read it about four times because I thought the headline, how can this and this go together in the world? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Tell tell everybody what it was.
So everyone knows the PM of India, Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
Yeah.
Moody. He is nominated for Grammy. How?
Who's he up against? Like Jay-Z? Kanye? No. Taylor Swift? Sia.
Hold on.
Is this because Kedge works also at the Grammys and he's got he's got a little like one-week pop-up vote?
We've got the radio station. Now we've got Modi in there for Grammy.
No, apparently he made
a song with a singer out in America.
Well, is this his Garba song that he made?
It wasn't a Garba song. It's another singer. It's like American Asian lady over in the States. That song.
This guy's a prolific music artist.
He features on that.
This is the second tune that he's made.
Yeah, it's his second.
He
tune.
Wrote the lyrics to a Garba track that released in the Navratri. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Does he sing?
No, he wrote the lyrics to it. He doesn't sing. He wrote.
Maybe that's what it is.
He's very good at poetry.
It might be down for the writing.
Yeah. So he did a song with this lady in the States.
So he must
have written. That song has been nominated for a Grammy.
Wow. What's this song called? Do we know?
No, I don't. I can't find it.
That is incredible.
Imagine
Modi. Modi's making moves.
Yeah, he's going to be on the stage with Beyonce and Taylor Swift.
Can you imagine?
I can imagine. That's the thing.
Imagine if he wins that. That's nuts, isn't it?
Yeah, it was just. It was one of the moments this week where, do you know, like, I've just been so tired.
Yeah.
And it was like a case of, this could be fake news, but I'm accepting it right now because everything's just a bit all over the place. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I was just looking up. Oh, there you go. The only other people that have won, politicians that have won Grammys.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton won an award.
Bill Clinton?
Yeah.
What?
Because of their audiobooks, storytelling, recording, singing.
Audiobook. Okay.
Obama got one as well for something, a 3-time winner. US so President Jimmy Carter got one as well.
So the presidents are known for this kind of stuff.
Well, I suppose, you imagine, their selection of words is what they are absolutely about.
Bharat. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Mitron.
Yes.
Imagine, thank you for the Grammy.
Maybe. That's quite good as well.
Mitron.
So having in sort of Christmas, Diwali, Christmas is popping off as well.
Well, that's what we're now, that we're into the
and
final straight now,
and
aren't
I think we're fully into it because I think we mentioned it last week on the podcast how, you know, I'm seeing like the Christmas food and the sarnies and all of that. But now, I was out this weekend and it's full on decorations. reindeers on roofs and stuff. We're already there. Reindeers are on roofs.
Bruv, forget decorations.
Croydon moving fast, mate.
I don't live in Croydon. But
No, you know what I mean? South London. South London is Croydon, that's it.
Yeah, that's all Kedge knows it.
East London is Ilford. That's
it. Like
West
where
London,
you live,
West
where
London,
you live,
and Hounslow.
Ealing Road.
Oh, Ealing Road, yeah.
Same thing.
I see your decorations are up and therefore Christmas is here.
What have you got?
And I raise it. Well, this is how it started for me. About A week ago, my mate put up on his social media. So his son put up on his own social media. His son's only about 10.
Right.
But my son follows him. He's only allowed to follow a couple of people. Milo.
What social media are we talking about?
Instagram or something like that. No, it wasn't even Instagram because he's not on Instagram. It was
TikTok.
Yeah, it might be TikTok or I don't know. Because Milo's not on that either. So I don't know how he saw it.
But Milo, he's got a burner account.
He turned to me. Milo goes, Dad, Uncle Neil and Rio, his son, they put their Christmas tree up already.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
And I looked at Neil's post, and he's my mate, Neil, and he'd written something like, the kids wanted to decorate a Christmas tree. I thought it's a couple of weeks early, but why not? How can you say no to your kids?
No, right. I would have said no. I would have straight December the 1st.
I think I'm with Satch a little bit. You've got to wait at least till.
At least. They put up a Christmas tree on Diwali weekend.
Yeah. Before that, bro. That was Diwali weekend, just gone. I think they put this
but
up.
But that's Halloween
the
then.
Last week, yeah.
Yeah. Around Halloween. Yeah. You put your Christmas tree up around Halloween. You got problems.
No,
yeah.
I think that's you're taking the mic a little bit.
Okay,
yeah, you
are. Then I go one stage further then.
On what have you done?
Saturday, just gone.
What have you done?
So on Diwali weekend, I went ice skating. We went to Santa's Grotto. We did reef making.
What? Hang on a minute. Ice skating, I'll give you that.
Somerset House.
You can go ice skating. I'll give you a bribe for the ice skating because that's go into Santa's Grotto.
That was there at some.
But who's decided to put Santa's Grotto up now anyway?
it's the end of November.
Santa's not ready for that.
No.
Bruv, Santa is definitely not ready for that.
Santa's Grotto is too early, Baba. Well, it's ridiculous.
I'll be honest, we were invited.
Santa's still eating Diwali Gugura.
Right.
I want to put Modi in the grotto.
Yeah, exactly.
Modi's grotto.
Surprise, Mr. Not Santa. Here's a song.
It's my CD.
Yeah,
exactly.
No, that's too early. You took your kids.
Tell Satch to play my song.
You took your kids to a grotto.
So what happened?
I think that's a failure on your department.
Yeah, I think that is. That's a fail.
No, here's what it
is. You've gone in so early. Like you're going to be doing Easter by New Year's.
There was
Easter
face eggs painting, next year. Glitter painting, bauble decorations. You could buy.
Have you got nothing else to do with the kids?
No. Okay.
It was Diwali weekend, bruv.
No.
Do some rangori or some shit.
It was all included, food and drink. All included. Because it was HSBC had invited some people down.
Right.
Not me.
Oh. Bruv, I was going to say, Denuki?
No, not me.
He doesn't even bank with them.
Yeah. My wife, they're one of my wife's kind of clients for her tech company that she works for. Right? So,
but HSBC, why are you going so early?
I'm not going to make this about me. But 14 years of marriage, I've never been the plus one to a cool event.
Oh,
right.
So it was like,
yeah, because you're always bringing the plus one.
We are the one that organised. I'm sorry to say, that's just where our life is.
Correct.
We get very privileged. We're very lucky to be invited to many things.
Correct.
And they're mainly quite cool.
Very
cool. But this one, I was talking about going, I didn't know any of the plans. I didn't know what was going on. My wife's kind of going, saying her name at the door. Mm. All that kind of stuff that we've done so many times the other way around.
Yeah.
I had a hot chocolate. They had drinks. The Pellegrini lemonade. You know, the nice one. The other kind of that.
Posh one.
There's ginger beer stuff. So it had all that. The kids are decorating stuff.
What, and it was Christmas decorations.
And the whole thing was Christmassy. And I tell you, it was magical. But because it was a bit of a corporate, it wasn't rammed.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was honestly
movable.
I love it. And now, genuinely, and I'd be the first to, and I think I've, for the last, say, 10 years, I've never really felt Christmassy because I'm just always busy with stuff.
Do you feel Christmassy?
Yeah. This was lovely. And I hate ice skating. I've always hated ice skating. I've never ice skated in my
life.
Love
it. Fall on your backside.
Not at all. And I picked it up within about 5 minutes.
Well done.
Wow. Well done.
Honestly, 5 minutes. And I just got lucky. This little, I don't know why I'm saying where it is ethnicity. I just think it does make a difference. This Gina guy comes over, right? Chinese guy, skinny little guy, young, about 17. And he went, sir, can I give you some advice? I went, yeah, please do. And he goes, lean forward onto your toes, turn your feet in a little bit. So if you do fall, you're going to fall forward. Yeah. He goes, and rather than think about taking steps, just push to the side.
Mm.
Side. Heard.
That's it.
Honestly, I was doing laps.
Wow.
And Milo's going, Dad, how come you picked up so quickly? I'm like, don't worry.
We've got techers, bro.
Proper Torval and Dean.
And I've never, because I haven't been ice skating, I went Romford Ice Rink when I was about 12. That was the last time. That's 34 years ago.
Wow.
Right? So I've literally not, like, we've been ice skating. My missus goes with the kids and I stand at the side. I'm like, it's not for me. I've tried to stand. You know, so the other times in the past, I've stood up.
Forget that.
Wobbler.
There's literally no, I've got no control over my
Which
midriff.
Is how it is for a lot of people when they first get on.
Like a pendulum, just pull it. So anyway, my point is, I'm very Christmassy now.
I couldn't do it.
You can ice skate?
No, I don't I can't even imagine myself on it.
Really?
Let's do a little brown ice skate session.
You know what? I like my limbs where they are. No. My hands and everything is you know, I don't want to be hurt right now. Not at this time of year.
Yeah.
We'll give Sash the little penguin. He can walk around.
I wish I had thicker socks because my ankle was starting to hurt. But other than that,
yeah, but they always hurt. It doesn't matter how.
So then maybe, seeing as HSBC have gone early, we'll do our Christmas do next year in the summer.
The brown nose party is next. Definitely.
Well, if we're going to be talking Christmas and all of that, then we might as well talk about how the UK's favourite Christmas foods have been revealed, and it's a controversial choice that makes the top three.
Okay, so, favourite Christmas, like, what do you mean, like, on the Christmas table on the day?
Yes, so it's basically curries have done a little survey about Christmas with Christmas loving Brits.
Curries on the Christmas table, how tech retailer Curries has done this survey.
So basically, you know, obviously we're all like stocking up for Christmas. We're going to start thinking about, you know, Christmas shopping. Obviously, Tommy's already got the turkey in the oven. But they basically asked all the people what was their favourite sort of bits of food that they loved around it. And guess what came out on top?
Give us something that's not in the top three, and then we can kind of.
Well, I haven't got a list as such.
Well, I don't know. The top three. Well,
what is in the top
three? Turkey.
Turkey. Top one.
Pigs in blankets.
Yeah, okay. Turkey was the top one. People's favourite. And then roast chicken and roast beef in joint second.
Oh, okay. So these are mains. Okay. Roast chicken and roast beef. Yep. Okay. That's interesting. Okay.
Condiments. Do we want to go for that? The number one. And then condiments and trimmings.
Gravy.
No.
What?
Stuffing.
No. Number one was the classic roast potato.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I spit to you. Okay, so.
And then second.
So hold on. Okay, right.
Sprouts.
No. They won't be.
No,
people do. Pigs in blankets.
Pigs in blankets.
Yeah. Pigs in blankets are fantastic.
Don't eat them.
Apparently. And then third.
I don't eat.
You don't like
pork.
You don't like pork. You don't like it.
I don't eat it.
Third was Brussels sprouts.
Huh?
Third was Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, see, people do like Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, I don't mind them. I do.
Nah,
I do bacon, lard, and onions.
Top choice of sauce.
It's got to be gravy.
Well, the thing is, I would go gravy, but then I think most people, a lot of people are still a bit funky. My wife's a bit funky. It'll be cranberry sauce. Mint sauce.
What,
cranberry
one?
Sauce, yeah. 16% then opted for mint sauce.
That's what I mean. You know what we were saying last week about the sandwich?
Oh, no, sorry. You're right. Gravy was top, though. Gravy was.
Yeah, gravy, but the normal gravy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wicked.
Chicken gravy.
Or whatever it is. The Artibisto.
Yeah.
Brown.
Chevrolet gravy, probably.
Chevrolet flavoured. Why don't they do gravy in Chevrolet flavour? Why don't they do cornflakes?
No one wants to have Chevrolet. Yeah. I want flavoured Chevrolet.
So you know you're talking about, because obviously you're not a fan of pigs in blankets. I know you are, Tommy. Oh. So Iceland came up with a new Christmas dish that basically has torn people apart and actually making a lot of people feel sick at the thought of this new invention that they've come up with for Christmas. Mm. And this new dish is basically Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wrapped in pigs in blankets.
Wrapped in
so
pigs
it's in wrapped what? In bacon.
But, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So,
sprouts
so,
with bacon wrapped.
So rather than pigs in blankets, what would it be? Like
sprouts in blankets.
Okay. It's not very creative.
How do you feel about that?
Okay, so
it looks like this. I've got a little photo. Yep. It looks
nice.
A bit weird.
Cute.
That looks weird.
It looks like eyes from some sort of like I'm a celebrity.
It could be Halloween food.
Yeah.
Like, because you've got this green thing at the end of it.
Mm. It could be a little fat Toto.
Well, you said it.
It could be.
With the Hulk. The Hulk's little fat because you can see the green.
Oh, I see. The green side. Yeah.
Hulk's in blanket.
Yeah. Hulk's in blanket.
Hulk, are you sure that's just a Brussels sprout? Yeah, eat it. Try it.
Mate.
Have a little bite. See what happens.
Oh, my God.
No, anyway, sorry. No. But you're right. I tell you what, I don't mind that.
Why would that cause so much? I don't get why people are so offended by that.
No, they shouldn't be offended.
I'm a bit offended by that.
No, why? Yeah,
just put don't it on the other thing. No, there's
it's
no
not.
Need to do
Look,
that.
Pigs in blankets are delicious. I think that's a nice little alternative. I remember last year I made...
That's the veggie option.
Squash.
Well, it's not, though, is it? Jesus Christ.
I made squash sprouts. So you do it. You roast the sprouts and you squish them. Then you put salt and little bacon lardons on them and little garlic granules. And you get like this little. And you can even bake little bits of Parmesan on them. So you've got this Parmesan crusted sprout.
That sounds nicer than eating a whole bullet.
Did you say Iceland?
Iceland.
Yeah, they ain't doing a Christmas advert this year. You know that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They just said no.
So I'm reading about it and they go, we don't want to spend money on it. We'd rather put that money into making prices cheaper for people for Christmas.
Yeah, you imagine
that's actually quite a good idea.
Spaces and stuff. It'd be a couple of millions, thousands, millions, to shoot the thing, it costs a lot of money.
But then
you're missing
out on all of that extra marketing. Maybe
I think people are going to go there anyway.
Yeah. like you're gonna party food.
Yeah, do you know like your supermarkets? You're gonna go where you go anyway. Do you don't need to advertise it.
And do
you,
they still
really?
Sponsor I'm a Celebrity? That's coming back.
That's so, coming back.
There's some good people.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. I can't remember it, but there were some people, and I was like, "Oh, that person's in it."
Politician,
isn't
he? What's his name? I've forgotten it. That politician, the
Hancock. No, he's been in everything.
No. The
yeah, there
Farage.
Is a, that's it. Yeah, Nigel Farage. Is yeah, that's one of them. Was just like,
they got him.
Yeah, he's in there.
Yeah, apparently he's getting a milli or something.
Speaking of Christmas, to be fair, like that's your top. That's the survey's top three
correct
Christmas foods.
Yeah,
what was your top three Diwali foods from this weekend?
Oh.
See, we don't really do like that.
What do you mean? So like don't you have the Diwali buffet?
You have gravy and Brussels sprouts.
I saw your Diwali buffet, Kedge. It looked good.
Oh, yeah, the Diwali
nice
buffet.
Nice little stands and stuff with all
yeah,
the food
yeah,
on
it. Yeah, it was all good. Like what Diwali napkins and
yeah.
dishes and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, Diwali napkins.
Okay, well, technically.
Yeah. Was it? Pizza sari. Little blouse.
Pigs in saris.
Auntie's blouse. What?
So hold on, you just called Kedge's aunties pigs.
Thanks.
And then
thanks
said,
I never said that.
Said pigs in saris. And then he went, yeah, your auntie in her blouse. And then he pictured her.
No, just saying that. That could be the tissue. I don't know. He goes, Diwali tissue. No, I didn't even know he could get Diwali tissues.
There were just colourful tissues, you know, with Happy Diwali written on it.
That's
you
nice.
Know, like a
oh, like Christmas tissue.
Yeah, like a Christmas one. Yeah, like, you know, like all themed.
I didn't even know you could buy them.
Bravo, you can buy anything on eBay now. Yeah.
Anything on my
and next, all Diwali plates and
next
stuff.
Next door neighbour, yeah, all Diwali plates. The next door neighbour gave us mithai from Amazon. £5 a box, yeah. And he had mithai all Diwali fired and everything. It looked amazing.
Yeah.
Amazon do mithai.
Yeah. Mad, isn't it? Mad. But yeah, that. No, so there was. So my top three for Diwali, I think it's got to be. I do. The thing is.
Tommy's thinking about it hard. Lick his face.
Well,
yeah.
What
his face.
I'm trying to get to. Can I have a little thing?
Yeah.
Firstly, my Diwali menu was the food at the Somerset House skating thing, so we had these little mini sausages with Christmas.
What?
I'm just saying that was my Diwali.
No,
food.
But didn't you do something like with your parents or something?
We went out for a mixed grill, me and the missus on Friday so night.
He ain't celebrated Diwali.
We went to a new place, Gokyuzu.
Oh, lovely!
Yeah,
you know it. Yeah, I've been
Bruv,
there.
I knew you would.
It's lovely.
It was near where you and me went, and we first had that baiti, the lamb baiti or chicken baiti.
Gokyuzu is amazing.
Gokyuzu, I went.
There's quite a few branches, you know that.
We ordered this mixed grill thing. We must have just touched about 20% of it. We're like,
yeah, it's huge.
Stuffed.
All the boys go there, and we order about three.
Yeah,
nice.
Had that. So at the actual ice skating thing, there was mac and cheese bowls. So there's little party food, things like that. I'm just saying, this is my Diwali food, is what I'm saying. But we don't have Diwali dishes. And what I was about to say to you while you were thinking about
it. I think Rishi Sunak had more Indian food.
Maybe. What I was thinking is, how is Diwali food different from lovely desi food that you would want to eat?
No, because there's certain snacks. I think maybe it's a bit more Gujarati thing as well. That I think the Gujaratis really bring out the full repertoire.
I was at a birthday party. I met with a family of Gujarati people.
Yeah.
And I went, look, I said, can I ask you some questions about your people?
Yeah.
And I went, look, and I have to kind of say, look, first of all, I said, I work with them. I said, literally, I said, the closest.
I could ask Sajin Kedge, but I'd rather ask someone else.
I said, I feel very much connected to the Gujarati community. I feel a part of it. I said, but everything is fried. I said, you are kings of the snack game.
Oh, everything's fried.
And then both of the lads, they were 21-year-old and like a 19-year-old, and they were in quite good shape. I went, you're both a bit hench. Continue good ride. They went, standard good ride build, skinny body, pot belly. Yeah. And I pictured you, Kedge.
Thanks.
But you haven't really got a pot belly.
No.
No, but you used to have.
I used to.
That kind of little bit. So we were discussing food and what they like.
Body
and
shapes.
And I told them I had a machaka bajajaraja.
Yeah.
Machana
bajaja.
There you go. And they went, yeah. And I went, it was delicious. So we're doing all that. So I'm saying I'm very much up on my Gujarati chat right now.
Yeah.
But I still want to know, what is Diwali food?
Oh, I should. I feel bad. I should have.
But like, why is it? Like, no, genuinely.
The full repertoire. So you get like fafra.
Okay.
You get fafra is like papad, but it's got like masala in it. Do you know what I mean? So it's quite a long, fiery.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Would it typically only come out of Diwali?
No, all year round.
You can get it all year round, but I think a lot of people make it specially for Diwali.
No, we have them all year round. Love them.
You can get it. Yeah, you can do. Yeah. The gugra is what he was talking about, which is a slightly sweeter dish. Then there's a whole repertoire of sweet stuff that you can get as well.
Yeah, see, I'm not into the... I need the savoury, though.
Okay, so the savoury, and then the savoury, you got chakri.
Yeah, I know.
Chakri is like, you know, is the Diwali. For me, I think that's the number one. Chakri is just banging. You know, a lot of aunties can't get it right, but when the ones who do get it right, it's bang. It's like the crispy one. Remember, it's like random. It's done from a machine. They do it like that, and then it comes out, and it's like crispy.
It's like a crispy...
Like a twirl. twirly, it keeps going round. It starts in the middle and it goes out like that.
Okay, so like a jalebi. How are the jalebi?
Yeah, like a jalebi,
it
but savoury. Crispy, savoury.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely.
So that, again, fried.
Farsi puri. I think you call it mutti.
Yeah, that.
Or mendani puri, same thing.
Same thing, yeah. I'll say that's probably my top three.
I love this. If I would say like on New Year's Day, typically Punjabis will eat makki di roti, the yellow roti, and saag. That's a thing.
Yeah.
But you can have makki di roti and saag all year round.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to.
I wonder whether there was like, you know, like, no, we have roast turkey all year round, but mainly.
Yeah, no, for Christmas. But these are just, to be fair, you can eat all of these things all year round.
All year round.
Gurgura come out at Diwali.
Pretty much at Diwali.
They don't. And then the rest of it is just random other, just snacks, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just all snacky stuff.
I love snacks. I love tapas. Yeah.
And that's why there's always got to be in any, not even Diwali, samosas are for all year round.
Samosas are not just for Christmas.
I think we can both agree, chakri is the number one thing.
Chakri is for Diwali.
Good, yeah. Which I think you can get like the...
in salt vinegar flavour.
No.
Don't.
Oi! Don't kill me.
We hit some cheese and onion. I mean,
I'm not part of this.
Oh, no, I've had cheese and onion flavoured ones in India.
Shut up.
I'll bring you back a pack when I go later.
I can't handle this.
No, I'm going to get them for you.
No,
they're lovely.
Ted is a purist. No. This is the problem with our culture.
Yeah, this is the problem with our culture. Yeah.
First Virgin Radio comes along and does an Asian station, and now you're making chakri salt vinegar. What is next, huh?
Speaking about a problem with our culture, I had a bit of a problem last week when I went into M&S.
Yeah.
So I went into the one in Bluewater.
You didn't find any gugra in there.
I didn't find any gugra in there.
Excuse me, where's the gugras?
There were no gugras in there. Calling
for help.
I never forget that because that was the day where I was in Bluewater and Kedge called me and goes, oh yeah, we're starting the radio station next week. Can you go home and start working now?
Put down your chalkeries.
I'm in H&M trying to buy a jumper. I was like, I'll call you back later. I was like, stop winding me up.
Yeah.
Why are you calling me in the day? Yeah. So anyway, I was out, went to M&S, picked up something. I think it was a jumper or something like that, or hoodie. I was trying to find the till, which took me forever. Because do you know like how the banks of tills and cashiers, it's all gone. I was just like...
What's there?
Because I know where it is in that one, in Bluewater. Yeah. Like when you're in the men's department. Like, but it was just gone. And I was thinking, now what? So anyway, walking around, asked the lady. And she was just like, oh, the till's over there. Walked up to it. There was no people there. So
no
I was thinking,
humans.
Is it closed? What do I do here?
Looking around.
Now it's all self-checkout. So even with, I'm used to it with the food. So when you go Tesco, Sainsbury's, M&S, Aldi, whatever, you know what the process is. You put your bag down, it weighs your bag, then you start filling the bag up from your basket. Yeah, scanning. What do you do when you go to a clothes one?
Oh, I love the clothes checkout.
What, so you, is there have they got the thing to take the tags off? But then that would
there be, is.
Yeah, of course there is.
There is.
You do that yourself.
Yeah.
You have to. Of course. You know how good they are? So I think that they're a bit more advanced in Europe. But when you go to the ones in Europe, you just plonk the whatever you're buying into a bin thing.
Yeah.
And it knows exactly what it is that you bought.
What?
So you don't have to look for it. You just plonk it in the bin and it's already figured out what you've bought. And then it'll come up with your price and everything, and then it will tell you. I can't believe you were struggling with this, actually.
But it basically
tells you, right, now lift it up, take the tag off, do like this, move it.
You take the item of clothing, put it into a box, and it'll go, oh, this is a blouse, Kedge.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you'll
spare
go,
yeah,
this
yeah.
is this is.
Are
just,
you sure you want to purchase this?
This is just like the one your auntie wears when she's in her pigs and saris.
Pigs
that's
and saris.
That's so bad. I'm going to meet an auntie like that.
I think that's
he's using that for his joke. That's the material.
That is the title of the podcast. I'm just putting that there. Pigs and
saris. By the way, we never know what the title is going to be until the end. Pigs and saris is so wrong. I feel like it's offensive, but
it's not. It's just it's funny, isn't it? How we managed to get there. It's because I was talking about decorated Diwali dishes, and he asked.
If you wrapped a sausage, what is colourful that you can eat?
Colourful? What do you mean?
Like, what can you wrap a sausage in?
That's colourful.
That will be pigs in saris.
Oh, I see what you mean. Just like a roti.
Yeah, but no, it's got to be colourful.
Yeah, colourful. So you've got to dye it, basically.
Like a dosa?
Yeah.
No, it needs a bit more. Like, it needs like a pattern on
green,
it.
Yeah, like it could be green
like
and red.
A rangoli pattern sausage.
See.
Like,
I see.
Yeah, I know. Well, I think it's something you can eat. It's edible, you can wrap
like a pudla. Because that's got loads of different things in it.
Yeah. Don't know about it.
P-U-D-L-A. Bruv, I've been sacked for less than that.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's fine. So anyway, back to the checkout. Yeah.
There's so much more I want to say.
No, don't say it. Yeah, okay. I was standing there. Yeah. I just didn't know what to do. The lady came over after eventually.
She's such a letdown. Why did you not pick up the technology?
I don't know how to take that thing off the thing.
I would have imagined you're not allowed to.
I felt like I was a criminal. Do you know what I mean?
Because no,
who's watching me?
When you're buying booze, someone has to come over and
that's an age thing.
No, but also to take the tag off the
because they have to check your age.
Then it's like I think you had to you had to say you wanted a bag and then it came out of somewhere.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is all a bit high tech, so you can't even nick the bags anymore.
No.
Ooh, and it just adds it to your bill
it's listening all the time.
Honestly,
show me your puddler, bang, boom, come out.
But it was just I was confused. I still haven't been to an Amazon Fresh shop yet either. And I know someone who went recently and they were just like, it was weird because you just pick stuff up
walk out.
Yeah, and I'm like, it's odd.
I went in there. It took me ages to register onto the Wi-Fi because you've got to go into the Wi-Fi in there if your signal's not strong and all that.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of bunga shangi like that. But other than that,
just annoyed me. I'd rather just go boss man shop and pick up whatever you want. Yeah, exactly. The drinks or whatever.
That's almost like one of the things that you've learned then. Isn't it really?
Yeah, how to use a flipping self-checkout.
Clothing checkout.
Clothing.
It's the future, bruv. In the future.
What have you learnt this week, Tommy?
Yeah, okay, learn-wise. Firstly, watch Robbie Williams. That's what I'll say. We'll talk about it probably when you watch. And also, I think they must be putting up episodes periodically because I think I watched the first couple and then it didn't come up with, shall I play the next one?
Mm.
And it did do that for the first one. And I'll do the second one, but I didn't do it. Anyway. But things I learned. Oh, I got four or five.
Well, just one.
Yeah, I'll save them. Yeah, I'm trying to find. Yeah,
it'll be Easter soon.
Do I do the one that relates to Kedge? Do I do the one that relates to Asian women? Or do I do the little fact? No, the fact is.
The fact is what it's about then.
Yeah, they're all fact, but like more clear fact that I was doing with Milo because
come
it.
Come on, let's have one.
You got content for the next 3 weeks, so they'll all come out at some point.
Okay, then coriander related.
Yes, now we're talking.
Some people love it. I love it.
I really love it.
We spoke about it before.
I don't trust people who don't like coriander.
Okay. I don't like it.
Okay. What is it that you don't like?
The flavour of it.
Okay. What is the flavour? Tell me.
It tastes too earthy.
Great. I'm so glad you said that. Because remember this number or letter, whatever you want to call it.
Samaritan.
OR682.
Okay.
That is your part of your gene.
Okay.
That can recognize that taste and flavor in coriander. It's a very specific, literally this thing in you, OR682, only recognizes that difference in flavor.
Right.
And there are other foods that bananas freak people out. Some people are like, the flavor is too weird.
Do you know what beetroots, can't eat them.
Oh, I love beetroot. Right.
I do like them though, it's just too earthy. Sometimes it's like, ugh.
If you've got OR682, which is it'll taste soapy. That's how coriander tastes to them.
Really?
Bro. And if you haven't got it,
no.
Like we have it, you'll love it. Or if your OR682 ain't tuned into that, then we're fine. So that's why. So if you want to say, what's the difference? If someone goes, ooh, coriander, I hate it. Oh, I love it. Just say, OR682.
OR682.
OR682. Kedge and Tommy.
They ain't got the OR682. We're 0863.
Yeah, exactly. We're the next one. So there you go. It's not just a case of, my flavour, my taste buds, what I like, what I don't like.
Mm.
No, it's a thing. It's a genetic...
genetic disorder.
Can I quickly tangent to say, I think that about everything, and I've always thought this for life, that if that's the gene that affects our taste, but your taste is your taste. That's what you're tasting.
Yeah.
It's a fact.
Yeah.
I taste that. Yeah. You taste that. Fact.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about if sight is the same? What if your genes affect the way I see Kedge, the way you see Satch, the way you see each other? And actually, that's what determines what's good looking.
Because then that's why some people think that some people are good looking and some people are not.
Yeah.
And it's the same person.
Mm. And is that therefore that your genes...
No one is universally good looking.
Well,
yes.
Brad Pitt.
Nobody would say he's ugly.
Some people would think he's butters.
Get that face out of here. No way.
No, I think so, Tommy.
But everyone's idea of good looking, they'll go, he's not my type.
Yeah, not my type, but no one will go,
yeah, but that means he's not.
Look at Angelina Jolie.
But that would mean that they're saying they're ugly. But what we're trying to say is that good looking, not everyone
he thinks coriander's ugly. He'd go, to coriander.
Yeah, it's
Yeah, but that's a genetic thing.
Okay.
I don't think it is with sight. I'm with you, Kedge. So the thing I learned was, I'm going to throw in a quick little one before I actually get onto the thing I learned.
Told me to hurry up with my little
one. No, because I think Greggs are listening to this podcast.
Why, go on, go on. Oh. And by the way, that bargee thing, I've never seen.
What bargee? Like,
it's always run out. That, you know that bargee sandwich?
It's because they don't flip and make them.
No, no, it's always empty, that tray.
Yeah, because they don't make them, bruv. Because they're just so rubbish, they don't make them.
They've got a label, but they don't make them.
No, they don't make them. It's so, you
know what?
Shit.
They thought, you know what? I got a way of shutting the Asians up. Just tell them there's one coming.
Yeah, there's
take
one.
Take a picture of one.
So anyway.
But leave it empty.
Last week, what did we
don't
say?
Don't think they're really popular.
What did we say?
We said that they need to start, you know, embracing Diwali and things, you know, being
out of it. Go on.
Bruv. Spicy vegetable curry bake.
Oh, hello.
It's there.
Greg's wow. Christmas menu.
Yeah,
Christmas.
That's interesting.
They've chucked in there.
Oh, no, but no, it's part of the group. They've got a whole load of things coming up. Like, they got, but look at this, bruv. I'm just saying, on their post, on their list,
yeah.
how
yeah.
they've done it, right? They've got, you know, the different drinks that they're doing. That's lower down in the list. The top of the list is spicy vegetable curry bake. Then festive bake. Then vegan festive bake. Then Christmas lunch baguette. They've put top of the charts. Number one in Adi Bombay.
They listen to Brandlord.
Spicy vegetable curry bake.
What's in it?
Spicy vegetable curry, bro.
Maybe like aloo, mutton.
Oh, I bet you it's green. No.
Yeah, but bro, what do you want it to be? Oh, the taste of Ahmedabad.
Yeah.
That's what he wants. Yeah,
exactly. Still curry.
Dirt.
You know what?
Can I'm going to buy that for you. Though,
if
you need to try that.
They do a paneer tikka pastry. Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
Just try the flipping spicy curry bake.
Or just a paneer pizza.
I'm going to try. Do you know what? I'm going to try pick this up for next week.
Okay, pick it up next week. Yeah, we'll have a little taste test.
The thing I actually learned this week was, what is the name of the blob that you put on your toothbrush?
Oh.
The little blob of toothpaste.
Okay, so what you got?
What do you mean there's a name for it?
There's a name.
It's something like a nobule. Nodule.
Oh, you're close.
Nebula.
No.
Nebulous.
You're on the N's the right letter to start with.
E.
No. Should I tell you?
Nugget.
No. The blob of toothpaste on your toothbrush has a name and it's called a nurdle.
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 How do you do it? N-E-R-D.
N-U-R-D-L-E. Nurdle.
Great word.
Wow.
So when you go and brush your teeth, you put a little nurdle of toothpaste on your toothbrush.
Didn't MC Hammer say that in the song? Nurdle. Yeah. Was it Bartle?
Who would have thought that's even got a name?
That's
interesting.
The little blob. Yeah. The blob's a nurdle.
So actually next, you know what? Because often when the boys are in the shower.
That's like, going to go into the Christmas.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, absolutely. When the kids are showering, I'll get their toothbrush and I'll tell them now. I'll put your toothbrushes there I'll put a little
nurdle
on.
More worrying, you've decided to teach your children to brush their teeth in the shower as well.
No, I said when they're in the shower. I'll tell them your brushes are ready.
Don't do that to
but
them.
But they do sometimes do
no,
them.
Don't
Kedge, do you brush before you go in the shower or
brush
after?
Brush before.
Oh, you brush before?
Yeah.
I've
got to be clean, safart before I go into the shower.
Yeah, it disturbed me when my son got, well, I won't say which one because I don't want to scar him for life, but when he came out of the shower and went straight and sat in the toilet and did a poo. And I was like, do you want to not go back and shower? Yeah, no, he goes, no, I'm good.
That.
I'm like,
but there, yeah, sometimes
no,
that happens.
No, but see, I'm a brusher when I come out though.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I for me it's just the order, like mouth first and then rest of the body.
No, actually, mine could be both. Some days I'm in first, brushing first and then in.
I always go first because my mouth is dry. Got to wet that, clean it, and then you clean the rest.
More
of your
recently,
body.
I've started brushing outside of the shower.
Well done, Tom.
I tell you why. Well I just want the cold crisp because I have the cold shower now.
Yeah,
and I want the cold crisp.
The cold bunny makes
brushing your teeth.
Yeah, definitely.
You need the cold bunny.
Right, my one is.
Yeah.
And I didn't know this, and I love it. Right? Why is Lego called Lego?
Oh,
hold on. I think.
Because I did not know this. And I was like, oh my God, I love Lego. I've grown up with Lego. I had so many Lego sets.
I've never liked Lego, you know.
Lego.
Well, that says a lot about you, Satch. But Lego, right? The
bunch
word.
Of bricks.
The word. The bricks, word Lego. Such? Well, firstly, it's so old, 1932. Yeah. And it was made out of wood originally because there's a Danish carpenter called Ole
That's
Kurt
when you used to play with it,
well,
isn't it?
Yeah, back in the day.
Made out of wood.
So he came up with making bricks from wood. And then 4 years.
See, oh, who
came
stick
up.
To this? There's a little bit at the end. If you grip hold of it, you can attach yourself. Are you sure this is normal? Yeah. It's normal.
So anyway,
do you want to be
this
on Virgin
guy
Radio?
Comes up with the word Lego, right? And the massive icon, the phenomenon Lego was born. And the reason why they came up with it is because it's two Danish words that it comes from.
Oh.
Right? And that is leg. Got, which means play well. So according to the company's website, this is how the name was put together. But also, Lego is a Latin word, which means I put together.
Oh, okay, that makes
sense. He didn't even know that.
Yeah.
But that was the other extra meaning to it. So you got Leggot, which means play well. And then you got Lego in Latin, which means obviously I put together. And that is how it all comes together. And then all of a sudden in 1942, the massive change in the company happened. And then they started injecting plastic into it and, you know, into a molding machine. Mm. 3 years later, you've got the, you know, Lego and what it is, not wood. And
Ken, do you know what? That was actually quite good. Hopefully this week we don't get anyone complaining about your things we've learned.
Well, last week I got a few people who said, well done, Ketch, for actually delivering things we learned.
Finally.
And they have okayed. They said, please tell Satch to use that one in the
it's going to be me and Tommy this year, I think.
We'll see.
Yeah, I don't even think you're going to make
it. Good ones.
It's Tommy, it's just me and you. That episode, mostly.
We'll find out for the Christmas
end of the
episode.
Year Christmas special.
Bonanza. Okay. Speaking of Christmas, don't forget our party on the 8th.
Yes.
Yeah.
So many people coming now. So
do you know what?
I
was actually at Namaste Lounge on the weekend, and they're nervous. Everyone keeps coming in going, we're coming to the Brownlow party.
Oh my
just
God.
Just randoms.
There's going to be extra security. I mean, do you need me at the door to just, you know, calm everyone down?
Yeah, no, actually we will because
do we need halfway down the queue just to entertain them? I think the
don't have a doorstop. So we need something just to wedge underneath the little crack in the door just to hold it open.
Honestly.
Maybe your head's popping out. Hello, everyone. Hello.
The governor was just like.
Tommy to like maybe stand halfway down the queue to entertain people as they're in the queue.
I love it. You know what? I used to love about clubs back in there. You know, queuing up in the club. Oh. You're there with your mates.
The music. The queuing up.
Yeah. You've got your big thick jacket on.
Slightly buzzing. Do you know what I mean?
You've had a few. Just to keep
and
it
going. Honestly, the names are still coming in. The emails and the DM slides with people on guest list.
Have you been across all of that?
I've been across it.
I know you've been slightly busy recently.
No. It's all happening. And honestly, they at Namaste Lounge were like, everyone's talking about this night.
Right. So if you don't know, let me just quickly recap. Northwood Hills?
Northwood Hills.
I feel like I made that up now.
No.
Northwood Hills, Northwest London, right opposite the tube station of Northwood Hills is where this venue lies. It's called Namaste Lounge. Mm. It's where dreams are made. It's where people come together. People cop off to your music, Satch. That's what they do. They dance around. And by the way, the venue is lovely. And we've known the Namaste Lounge guys, and partly because of you DJing there. But also, they're just lovely guys, and it's a lovely venue.
Shot a music
wicked,
video there.
Wicked shisha, wicked food, nice selection.
Everything, yeah.
It's a really lovely. And it's not like a massive, cold, sticky, smelly club. It's a lovely bar. Mm. Yeah. So come with your good vibes. Make an effort. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It'll be a nice night. Yeah,
and let's have a lovely time, you know, all together.
Do you know what I was thinking about? I think I might get one of my DJ mates.
8th
of December.
8th of December.
Might get one of my DJ mates to play for a little while so I get to hang out.
Oh, yeah.
What, me?
Tommy.
I'm not mixing a long while. Let's take the hands out of retirement. No, but it's going to be great. 8th of December. If you want to come, just email hello at the Brownlow. It's probably quicker and easier to DM the Brownlow.
DM on the Instagram.
DM the Brownlow. Don't DM me. No, I promise you, because I will not see it. I'm
don't
terrible.
DM Tommy. No, you ain't getting it.
You can, for your own sake.
Even if you want to DM Kedge or me, do that. Yeah. Don't DM Tommy.
Yeah,
DM the Brownlow Instagram account.
I'm not being a diva. I'm just saying.
I'll miss it. Or you can email hello at thebrownlow.com and just send us your first and last name. But I'm telling you, guest list is filling up. They're nervous when I told them the number.
It's we've taken over the venue, so it's free for all our Brownlow listeners. Yeah, so it's not. There's no cost at the
and
door.
And other people will be paying at the door if you're not on the guest list.
Guest list, you are not guaranteed entry.
No. That's important.
In fact, we should put a clip of this up. Just so
maybe.
Look to the camera. If you're on the guest list, you are not guaranteed entry. There you go. Good.
I feel like the Ghostbusters.
I don't feel like I turned really presentery. That's right. You know when they do awards here, they go, and the winner is La 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 La.
Just honestly, make sure you get there early that day.
I
know it starts at 10, but get there early.
Yeah. And dress sexy.
Oi.
Or warm. No, just warm.
You're going to have to be warm.
It's probably bad. But don't be sexy and warm. Sexy's going
to
be wasted. Warm. Do you know what?
I'm looking forward to it because I was there on the weekend and it was heaving. And I'm like, do you know what? Christmas is coming. It's going to be a good night.
Just because I know the conversation. Okay, so imagine right now, right? My name's Bina. I come from Watford.
Oh, Bina.
Right? Bina from Watford, right?
Come on, Bina.
Makeup. I'm trying to crack on to you, by the way.
Makeup artist. I'm a makeup artist.
Bina.
I'm 5'2".
Okay.
I go around with one of the mini suitcases that comes up to my waist.
Yeah. How many followers on Instagram? How many followers on Instagram?
1,362.
Okay. Is that it?
Yeah, but for if a you makeup follow artist? Me back, yeah, please follow me back. Share my post, yeah?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Is that it for a makeup artist?
Come on, Bina, what would you want?
Just, I know, she's 24, right? Okay. She's going to come down. But she wants to know what the dress code's like.
What do you mean?
What's the dress code at the club?
What do you want me to tell you how to dress now?
I don't know.
Just dress how you'd go out when you go out.
Heels or flats? Can you wear heels?
Of course you can.
Can you wear flats?
Of course you can.
Can you wear trainers?
Of course you can.
You wear ripped jeans?
Smart trainers. Don't come with those dirty ones.
Yeah. Ripped jeans?
Yeah. Ripped jeans are fine.
Yeah. No baseball caps.
No baseball caps, no hoodies, and just wear nice trainers if you're going
to. Kedra wants to know, quarter pajama?
You're at the wrong club.
No, wrong club. If Kedge comes in a Kuala Lumpur, will you deny him entry?
Yes. Business okay.
All right, lovely stuff. Look, 8th of December, if you can be there, if you're in around London, if you want to make a night of it, if you want to make that your Christmas party, just get down there really early, just be there and or secure yourself there. We'll all be there and we'll have a great time. And actually, before that, it is also the, what's the thing called? The Rewind Tour. Yeah. Rewind Reloaded. That's going to be great. We'll be all across that, second, third.
You're doing all the days, aren't you?
Yep. Birmingham. Birmingham on the first, second Wembley, third Leeds. Yeah. And it's going to be good. There's actually a little after party, which I'm hosting, but it's a paid after party in Birmingham. But our party in London is free. Just saying. But Birmingham Massive, if you want to come to an after party, there's something on the first. So there's loads going on in now until the build up. But the concert's going to be amazing. So lots to look forward to.
Yes.
We're doing the roller disco. But
we
is
are.
That
yes.
the public or is that?
No, I think it's an industry thing.
God, man, I tell you what, it's just gone when crazy.
It's like
because no one's booked me no one's booked the specialist rollerblader.
I think they're just building up to it. They're they're going via your agents.
We're getting who I see posting a lot about that film, Shah Rukh Khan.
Yeah, but you know why?
It's his daughter.
In it.
Yeah,
in the Archies.
Do you reckon he'll be there? That'd be quite nice if he's there.
I think he'll probably no. He might not because I don't think if he turns up, he overshadows her.
Yeah.
So what he can do is just loads of social media.
I think I'll stay away as well then.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't want to overshadow her trying to rollerblade.
Well, the thing I'm a bit nervous about is I've only just learned ice skating and now we're going to get rollerblading, so I was hoping you were there to teach me.
Oh.
Kedge, hold his hand and go around.
Well, yeah, no, I'll
be the same technique.
Yeah.
It's easier.
Wow. Okay.
There you go. I ain't doing that. I've got a DJ. I don't want to break any limbs.
Exactly. And I might be busting my moves rather than busting my legs. People are still surprised when I say when I'm doing a podcast. Oh, you did a podcast. I've only been in that for. I'm like, it's been 5 years now. So do spread the word. Let some of the joy come.
By the way, I'm off to Dubai. Is anyone wanting anything?
Oh, for God. Again?
I am. But I'm back for next week. So don't worry.
Designer shirt.
Finish off the sentence, Ken.
Designer shirt.
Satch has been to Dubai more times this year than I've
done a pod.
No way.
No,
you do seven buds a day.
Yeah.
But,
in the podcast.
Yeah. Buds in the podcast.
Live, yeah.
That's a quick one. In and out. Just going to go there, DJ, and back home.
Okay.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Lovely
you
stuff.
See me next week.
Have a safe trip. Don't get upset by anyone on your travels.
I won't.
Although if you do, I'm sure we'll hear all about it next week.
We will.
Have a good one, Kedge.
Letters.
Well done on Virgin Radio's Destiness.
Hey.
And give yourselves all a round of applause as well. You're all amazing. Until next time, laters. Bye-bye.
Laters.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. Once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of happy head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists assign a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here.